This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Authorities in Saudi Arabia have seized more than 5 million medical masks that were illegally stockpiled during the coronavirus outbreak. That's what state media reported Sunday as the death toll in that kingdom doubled. The ministry said people behind these activities would be prosecuted and that the confiscated masks would be redistributed to the open market. Pharmacies in the oil-rich kingdom have reported shortages of masks. There's been panic buying. The kingdom's health ministry Sunday said the death toll from COVID-19 had doubled to 8, with the number of infections just shy of 1,300, the highest in the Gulf region. Riyadh has imposed a nationwide partial curfew and barred entry and exit from Islam's two holiest cities, Mecca and Medina. The kingdom is facing a double blow of virus-led shutdowns and crashing oil prices. India's prime minister apologized in a radio address Sunday to citizens for the sweeping 21-day lockdown that has brought the country of 1.3 billion people to a halt, leaving many migrant workers jobless and penniless. Meanwhile, Delhi's chief minister urged rural migrants not to go home after a massive exodus began from cities with many workers making the long journeys on foot. Gatherings will be restricted to just 2 people in Australia starting Monday. Also, all playgrounds, outdoor gyms, and skate parks will be closed across the country. The Prime Minister said all citizens over 70 years old, as well as Indigenous people over 50 years old, are strongly advised to self-isolate at home. These are the Australians deemed most vulnerable. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is backing a call by the United Nations for a global ceasefire to allow the world to focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic instead. Saying the disease knows no borders, Francis appealed to everyone to stop every form of bellicose hostility and seek out corridors for humanitarian help, diplomatic efforts, and attention to the most vulnerable. Globally, more than 669,300 people have contracted the disease, and at least 30,980 people have died. The country with the highest number of cases and in order are the United States, Italy, China, Spain, and Germany. European Affairs Minister Amélie de Montchalin said Sunday that how the European Union responds to the coronavirus outbreak will determine its credibility and utility. These comments come after the bloc failed to agree last week on measures to cushion the economic blow from the pandemic. The minister said Europe's populist parties would be the winners if EU leaders failed to act together during a major crisis. Some 8 hours after stunning the New York metropolitan region with a proposal to place it under quarantine, U.S. President Donald Trump decided against imposing a broad lockdown. His reversal comes on the same day as the U.S. death toll tops 2,100, more than doubling in just 3 days. Of the fatalities, more than a quarter are in New York City. Health authorities urge residents in the state of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for 14 days. Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu tweeted Saturday that reporters from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post are welcome on his democratic island. Taiwan's invitation to American journalists harassed by China to locate there instead would free them from Chinese government pressure, but distance them from Asia's hub for international news. Foreign Minister Wu invited reporters who had been thrown out of China. Chinese authorities last week expelled several Times, Journal, and Post reporters. The husband of a jailed British Iranian aid worker says his wife has had her temporary prison release extended for 2 more weeks by the Iranian government. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, currently on leave from prison and at her parents' home in Tehran, had been due to return to custody on April 4th. She's been detained in Iran since April 2016, and in September 2016, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison for allegedly plotting to topple the Iranian government. On March 17th, the aid worker's husband, she was among 80,000 prisoners temporarily released by the government.